Troy locker room chats continue as we now are joined by head coach Jonathan Rodveld of the Trojan Boys. They're 6-4 on the season. The Troy boys still at 3-1 in the Twin Valley League, with, of course, a lot of league games coming up. Pretty much all of them the rest of the year, except a game tonight against Marhill Mount Academy. But before we jump into all that, Coach, let's talk about your last couple games finishing up the Twin Valley League tournament. You lost to Axtell in the quarterfinal round. Axtell went on, of course, to win the tournament, and you gave them a great game. I mean, 60-51, but just couldn't quite come away with the victory there last week on Wednesday.
No, we fell short. We had a really good start. And it was a battle. I would say it was one of the better games of the tournament, probably. Just back and forth the whole time. We had a little lead. We had some possessions near halftime that, we couldn't convert offensively. And that kept it real close because we felt like we had some good momentum there. Then they started trying to do what they like to do. They ran the floor a little more. Our turnovers didn't help, and of course they didn't help us in pushing us into some of those turnovers. We had 24 turnovers over the course of the game, and they actually had about as many too. But the pace did change. They started trapping us quite a bit, and we struggled and weren't really coming back to help out the ball handlers at all. And so about midway through the third quarter, Axtell finally took the lead, and we continued to turn the ball over, and maybe intensity dropped a little bit as well. And we kept it close, but, Axtell did what they do best, and they started to run the floor. And once they got a little bit of confidence and saw some shots fall, kind of took off from there. But, our best game by far this year. I really battled, lots of intensity. Defense was good all tournament long as well. But just couldn't hang on there. But pretty proud of how we played against Axtell.
And a good bounce back. Yeah, Valley Heights, just going to ask you about that. You beat them before the tournament by 13, had to play them again, and won by 12 on Saturday.
Yeah, no, first time around when we played out there before the tournament, they had the lead, and we had to battle back, and then we were able to knock down our free throws at the end of the game. And this was a little different. We played Valley Heights, neutral site at Onega. And there were times that they cut it down to 6 or 8, but the game really stayed about that 10-12 point range most of the time. Rotated a lot of guys in early. And threw the press on, and that was able to give us a little bit of a lead too. But we failed to convert on a lot of layups. We missed an awful lot of layups. We didn't shoot free throws very well either. So I do feel like those are all areas that if we knock down a few more free throws and make some layups, then it's a lot different game. But they battled too. They fought, and they stayed around in the game, and it was just, something that we're starting to feel more comfortable in what we do, and our team identity is really starting to form. We're not necessarily a straight up man to man team the whole time, and we don't push the ball up and down the floor quite as fast, but we're starting to play good defense, and we're starting to execute offensively. So I do like the direction we're headed as a team overall.
Got the game with Marhill Mount Academy postponed earlier this week. Going to get that in tonight before a bunch of league games then until the end of the year. But, Coach, I mean, man, I feel like where you're at's really good. I know before the season started, we were just talking about all the injuries from football, and your team wasn't, let's be honest, picked in the top third or so of the league. And I know we got a long ways to go, but you have to be really excited with what you've been able to do to this point. If you can find ways to keep getting better, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really happy with where we're at. Guys are progressing and getting better, and we're just starting to gel. And there's always a combination of one or two guys that have always played well together. But now guys are just finding others on the floor. And it feels really good. It looks like a lot better basketball. And looking at looking at sub-state standings and all that type of stuff, and league standings too, even, we're in a good spot. And you know, you tell the kids that type of stuff, and, you know, the opportunities are there. If you just go out and fight hard and do the best you can, I think we've got a good shot to put ourselves in a good position by the end of the regular season for sub-state. So pretty excited, pretty happy about how we're going throughout the season, and with a slightly younger team, I mean, there's a lot of room for just potential just by being on the floor. So, really looking forward to that.
You bet.
And Mar Hill, is a really good team. They're playing just kind of like we are. They're starting to hit their stride. They had a really good tournament, and, they're long, fairly athletic. Like to shoot the three ball quite a bit. And so they kind of look like we did in past years. And they push tempo. So it'll be an exciting game tonight in Atchison.
Well, best of luck in that one. A road trip to Washington County on Friday night as well. We'll chat about those games and more next week. Coach, thanks for your time.
Right. Thank you.
Coach Jonathan Rodvelt of the Troy Boys. The Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Anderson Meats, Exchange Bank, the Troy Booster Club, as well as John's Market and Kinsey Farms.